From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea launched a missile today in a high-altitude path indicating it might be a two-stage rocket capable of flying up to 4,500 kilometers. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe reacted. He said despite the strong warnings from the international community, North Korea once again went ahead with the missile launch. He said it's absolutely unacceptable and that he strongly protests against it. The launch came just days after the election of a new South Korean president and as the U.S., Japanese, and European militaries gather for war games in the Pacific. A cyber attack against tens of thousands of data networks around the world, all infected by malware that locks computer files unless a ransom is paid, spread further into its second day. There's no word on who launched that plot. Varun Badar is chief executive of the cybersecurity firm RedLock.
They're going after organizations which are mission critical, where they really can't live without their data for too long. For instance, we've seen most of the UK healthcare system shut down because most of the hospitals under the National Health Service plans are completely shut down. They've lost access, and in fact, they're turning patients away.
Britain's National Health Services first sounded the ransomware alarm on Friday. Since then, businesses and individuals worldwide have been affected. World Health Organization says the Democratic Republic of Congo once again facing an outbreak of Ebola. Congo's health minister says three people have died in the northeastern part of the country. This is the first outbreak of the virus in DRC since 2014, when 49 people died of Ebola. This is VOA News. A 5.7 magnitude earthquake has hit an Iranian city in North Khorasan province, killing two, injuring at least 225 others. Red Crescent Society said 37 search and rescue teams have been sent to the quake-hit region. 80% of the injured and survivors, we are told, have been relocated to tents. Monitors are saying that Kurdish-led Syrian forces backed by a U.S.-led air coalition are battling Islamic State extremists near Raqqa, the IS de facto capital. Sunni Arab and Turkmen militias also involved, along with a separate contingent of Turkish-backed forces who are opposed to a faction of Kurdish fighters in the U.S.-backed Syrian Defense Forces alliance. British Chancellor Philip Hammond said today at the Belt and Road Summit in Beijing that Britain is a natural partner for China's new Silk Road program, which Chinese President Xi Jinping hopes will reopen the ancient routes of the historic Silk Road as a way of boosting global development and expanding links between Asia, Africa, and Europe. Hammond also spoke about how his country's upcoming separation from the European Union will not affect its international ties.
As we leave the European Union, we want to maintain a close and open trading partnership with our European neighbours and at the same time pursue our ambition to secure free trade agreements around the world with new partners and old allies alike.
China is one of the countries Britain hopes to sign as a free trade agreement with once it leaves the EU, and London and Beijing have been keen to show that Britain's withdrawal from the bloc will not affect ties. President Trump says a new FBI director possibly will be named in the next few days, comes just after he fired James Comey from the job. Nearly a dozen people are being considered. Meantime, President Trump has received an honorary doctorate from Liberty University, then spoke to the graduates.
You will have the confidence to speak the hopes in your hearts and to express the love that stirs your souls. And you will have the faith to replace a broken establishment with a government that serves and protects the people.
Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr., the son of conservative evangelist Jerry Falwell Sr., helped Mr. Trump win 80% of the white evangelical vote in last year's election. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.